But I will talk to you guys in the future.
I knew a guy who tried to light his wife on fire, and when the fuzz arrived, they called his wife a liar. I live off the land, and I'll cut off my hand. And planted in the sand, water if you can, and the tree of me will grow up to the sky and give you the finger forever, she cried. And goodbye. Goodbye to Monday, goodbye to you, my love, and goodbye, goodbye, Blue Monday, and all God's men must drown. And goodbye, goodbye, Blue Monday, goodbye to you, my love, and goodbye, goodbye, Blue Monday. And all God's men must drown. He is not a man of God. He is not a man of
God. He is not a man. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I'm happy to have Friendly Rich here in this, well, not here, sort of metaphysically here. Can you hear me, Rich?
Yeah, I can. Did your show just start? Like, is this the kickoff of the show?
Yeah.
That's fantastic, and here we are. It's amazing.
And here we are. Well, here I am, and here you are virtually.
Amen.
Okay, I figured it out. This is all working out. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not cutting you off or anything. Okay. So you're coming to play at the Western Front on Friday with Pugs and Crows. I'm super stoked.
So are we.
You and the Lollipop People, right? All you guys.
Yeah, all six of us. It's our first time performing in BC. We're going to be on Friday in the Western Front, and then on Saturday at this guy's house. He's the old dude from... He used to puppeteer Fraggle Rock.
No way.
It's by, like, I think you got to email the guy to get an invitation to the show, which is very exciting to me.
That's so cool. How did you... How did you get this gig?
I don't even ask. These gigs kind of come every now and again. Like, we played in a wagon in Germany on our last night, on our last, the last time that we were there, and you just ask yourself, how the hell did we get this gig playing in a wagon by the river?
Those
are the best gigs, right?
Yeah, that is amazing. Did you take a video of that?
Yeah, it was, there were 40 people. We squeezed them all into the wagon. It was like an art project for, inspired by Joseph Beuys.
Oh.
And, it was far out. We played it twice, actually. I actually requested it the third time we went back to Germany. I said, we have to play the wagon again.
Well, you're going back next year, right?
Yeah, we're going back for most of May. I'm going to be doing an Italian recording of, these old Celentano pop tunes in January. So it'll be in promotion of that. So, it's exciting stuff.
So you're going to play the wagon again, maybe?
You got to play the wagon again.
If you're in
Germany. A great time.
That's so cool.
You're like, there's no washroom. If you have to take a shit, you go down underneath the bridge, and they've got candles and a canoe. It's a really amazing spot. It's in a town. Let me see if I remember the name of the town. The name of the venue is Wagenhalle. I'll remember it by the end of our interview for sure.
Oh, but it's actually like a legit venue.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's really cool. Actually, it's near their art college, so and then they created it's actually on a train tracks.
See, this kind of thing would never happen in Vancouver.
It would never happen in Greater Toronto area either.
Oh,
but,
I wish.
I mean, they took the train tracks and actually broke them and welded them into a helix that goes into the sky. So it's like the train tracks it's really a far-out project. And it's kind of like the second phase of this wagon. But, the guy who books it is super cool, and it's really a neat project.
That is, we need more stuff like that. That's so cool.
I don't know how we got onto that tangent, Robin.
Anyway, I don't know. But I didn't even really introduce you super well. Like,
no,
who
sorry
are
about
you?
That. I got talking.
Who are you, Friendly Rich? And why are you so friendly?
I am a composer who was born and raised in Brampton, Ontario.
Yeah. And you studied parade pedagogy.
Yeah, I did a master's in music education at the U of T, where I did, in fact, launch about 5 parades with over 700 grade 4 kids making noise.
Yeah.
You know, breaking the law, actually going above the legal noise limit for a city.
Nice.
So, a lot of fun.
It's funny because you worked with Armory Schaefer, and he's sort of against, like, going above the noise limit.
Yeah, I know. I sort of took Schaefer's, exactly, I took Schaefer's diet and just kind of took my own spin on it, which I think is what we're supposed to do, right? I mean, he really dug what I was up to, but yeah, it was noisy and kind of irritating and definitely not all what he's about, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's so cool with the kids. That sounds really fun. I remember when I first heard your music, it was here at CITR, and you sent us Dinosaur Power. mm-hmm. which was, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, who is this guy? And I look up and he's like, oh, wrote music for the Tom Green Show. Random. Like,
random. I mean, but it paid for my, wow. It's actually the only real money I made from music, right? I mean, when you do music for film and television, that's the only stuff that pays. So
yeah.
As weird as the Tom Green Show was, it like helped me buy a house, which is really important.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, which is neat, right?
You're probably the only musician I know who can buy a house.
I feel blessed.
Nice. So I've seen, let's see, I saw you play in Montreal last summer.
Yeah. So yeah, that would have been last summer already.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited for the show. Let's see. And we've got here your new album, Sacred Prune of Remembrance, which is so funny. I love this one. And I just wanted to ask you sort of how do you write your songs? Do you write the music first? Do you write the lyrics first? Like, how does this all work?
Ah, what a great question. I mean, you know, I pull it out of, I don't have a real formula to what I do. It's like, something will strike me on the TTC, on the GO train, or like I commute into work every day here in Toronto. So, you know, it's not short of material. And then, you know, we when we're traveling and touring, it becomes its own story, and the material morphs. And, like, now we're doing every Tuesday night at the Cameron House for the next 8 years.
I saw that. That's 8 years. That's a long gig.
It's a hell of a weekly rigor, Robin. But, you know, what it does to the music is it makes it very church-like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's evolving and morphing into something really beautiful and outlandish, just the way I want it, you know? So,
yeah.
So that's kind of cool too. So I don't know. I don't have a real process to what I do, but, I just, as long as I'm staying creative, I'm kind of staying sane at the same time. So
yeah, that's good. Creative is the best medicine.
It's gotta be done. Yeah.
So what about these weekly gigs? Do you have are you playing different music every week?
No. We're really working on, you know, new material and honing the old stuff, getting it ready so that whenever we tour, it just comes naturally. And the band I'm playing with are super cool dudes, and it's really evolving into something really special. We've almost done the weekly thing for a year now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it has to be done, you know? I think, you know, the music takes on a different voice and element once we're all so comfortable and off the page with all of it. So
yeah, for sure.
It's kind of neat to see what it's become so far over the last year.
And you're working with an all-star cast here.
Yeah.
These are...
I can't speak higher of the guys I'm working with. It's like a whittled down version of what I used to work with, which is like 14 or something players. It was really ridiculous, but
especially scheduling rehearsals and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and then I just decided to whittle it down for the Prune CD, and we've been going to Europe and really succeeding with this same group. So now it's actually kind of feeling like a small ensemble that I can, you know, I don't know, man. I wouldn't think of it any other way at this point. So that's really cool. I've been working with some of these guys for almost a decade now, which is kind of surreal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the guy who is doing the media at the Western Front, where you're playing on Friday, he's from Toronto, Dave.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, Friendly Rich, you know, like, I used to listen to his tapes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you'll meet him. He's great. But I want to hear these tapes now.
Yeah, I used to really, I can't even make that shit anymore. Like, I listen to it, you know, once every decade just to see how much I've aged. It's kind of like I shave my beard and just see how much I've aged as well. But, you know, it's listening to those old tapes is actually kind of like, I think I was trying to get, and the writing, I used to write a lot and just, I think I was just trying to get through those early years.
Is it like reading past journal entries?
Yeah, it's really crazy stuff. Like, just books full of madness. Like, I consider myself to be relatively stable at this point. But, man, I think I was getting through some stuff And those tapes, like, really hard to listen to.
Oh, wow.
But fun, you know?
But like, fun.
Always having fun, like...
And that's one thing I just, like, can't get over with your music, is your sense of humor is just so fun.
Right on.
Your mucus
song? Seems to offend some, but, you know.
What is the mucus song? Which one is that? Let me look at it.
That's right. That's called Excerpts from Clue the Musical.
Yeah. I think whenever I'm like, okay, you got to check out this guy, I probably, like, 9 times out of 10 play that piece.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that one. And that's just, like, a weird collage of a bunch of music I had been writing, and it sort of obviously sounds like that, but it we pulled it together somehow to make, so it sort of makes sense, I think, to the listener.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play that one later.
Right on, awesome.
But I've only actually heard 3 of your albums then.
Okay.
So I've heard The Pictures at an Exhibition.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like that one. Did you arranged all of it?
Yeah, I arranged the Mussorgsky, and we did that one. Actually, we did live in the room with about 16 players. We flew up Trevor Dunn from New York. It was a big deal.
Wow! Yeah, that's cool.
And then, yeah, I mean, so that one's pretty. It's pretty, and we keep performing it. You know, every now and again, some classical arranger, someone wants us to resurrect it. So it's really fun to keep that one alive.
Yeah. Well, that one's just
I recently conducted the National Youth Orchestra doing it, so that was...
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's so cool. Where did you play that?
We did it in London at the University of Western.
Cool.
Man, I think somebody recorded it. I'm really bad at recording my stuff.
Oh, that's so cool, though. And they must have loved playing that.
Oh, yeah. You could just see these classical players just kind of coming out of their shells.
Yeah.
Beating this piece up.
Yeah. Oh, that's beating the piece up. That's awesome, though. So, but I have that one. I have Dinosaur Power, and then I have The Sacred Prune of Remembrance.
Yeah.
And then good. I guess that's your most recent one there.
Yeah.
And then I don't have, you know what? You got to send the station the Friendly Rich Show.
Okay. Well, I'm bringing I'll bring 4 or 5 copies, so I'll save you one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because they need to have that here.
I'll give it to you in person.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds cool. I wanted to ask you, where do you get a lot of your inspiration from?
Oh,
sort of broad question.
I don't know, Robin. I mean, you know, I don't know if I can answer that, you know? Books.
It's
too
big.
Books. Books are good.
Books are good. That is true.
Books and life, right? Death. A lot of death.
Yeah, a lot of dark stuff. Dark, the good mix of the dark and the human.
What's been inspiring me lately is Gaddafi fucking naked on a mattress in a shopping mall in a meat locker. That's got me kind of inspired.
Yeah. Well.
And disgusted with humanity, but isn't that disgusting?
That is so disgusting.
It's kind of gross.
I didn't know the details of that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. And every day we get an update as to how much the body decomposed. He's just caving in on himself.
Why do we need to know these things?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
That is so weird. Have you?
Sorry.
How do you feel about? Let's talk about one current event. How do you feel about all these Occupy movements going on?
Yeah, one of my band members is occupying Toronto, Ben. He goes to work every morning, and then he keeps a wife at home, and at night he goes and occupies Toronto in the tent, man. So
yeah,
you know, I'm all for it. I don't really know, you know, I'm all for healthy protest. So
yeah. Or like a demonstration.
Yeah, constructive, you know, like, I'm into anarchy, I'm into constructive, what's the word, I guess just rebellion, you know, like, I'm not really into, like, the violent kind of aggressive forms of rebellion, but, no, I think what they're doing is fine. I mean, I don't got time for it.
Yeah. Well, you're...
Like, I do it in my own way, you know, like, I'm protesting some shit where I live now, like, trains shunting in my backyard has got me pretty passionate, and I'm protesting that. I met with my member of parliament. You know, I really actually like working within the system, and
yeah,
you know, but I love it. I respect Ben for what he's doing, and I think it's totally cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I wanted to ask you also, are you working? I mean, you must be working on something new now. You have that last album out. So are you going to play any of that on Friday?
Yeah, we're working. Like, we've been really polishing all the Italian stuff. So as I said, I'm going to get in the studio in January to record this Italian, all these Italian pop tunes that I kind of grew up with. And I arranged those. And then we're going to go to Europe again with it in May.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll be doing a lot of that on Friday night for sure.
Cool. Yeah, because you're Italian. You grew up.
Yeah.
And speak Italian, and these are all like kind of nostalgic for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
So, and we'll play the Mucus song on Friday night for sure.
Sweet. All right. And you're playing in Montreal, Winnipeg, then you're over here.
Yeah.
Over to Victoria and then back into Guelph.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then, meanwhile, you're still playing Tuesday nights in Toronto.
Yeah, what's great about this little tour that we're doing is we won't miss a Tuesday night in Toronto. Like,
nice.
when we go to Europe, I'm going to have, like, a doppelganger band that I know that I'm going to train to play all the stuff so that we can kind of do it. Or we'll Skype it in. I haven't really figured that out yet. We'll do a live feed or something.
A live one would be great. If you just have them dress up like you guys.
Yeah, that could be really fun. So.
Yeah, that would be super. But then you'd have to pay them.
Well, you know.
That's cheaper.
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah. Skype is cheaper. But it would be cooler if they were real people.
Wouldn't it? Amen, amen.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm super stoked for your show. Do you want to request anything for me to play for the rest of my show here?
Oh, excellent.
Because I'm definitely going to play excerpts from Clue.
Anything by Lassa is a lot of fun. She's very special, isn't she?
Wait, what? Sorry, confused. Anything by?
I wouldn't request any of my own music.
I want to play some of your tunes. I'll play a couple of your tunes.
That sounds good. Thank you for your support. I'll let you pick though.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, let's. Who did you want to hear?
Lassa de Sella. She's fantastic.
How do you spell her name?
L H A S A.
L H A S A. Okay, I don't think I'm familiar with this.
Oh well, go get familiar with her first record. It's she recently passed away, but she's fantastic.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to find this while I'm queuing some of your stuff in, because this is, yeah, cool. So, I don't know. I don't really have any other questions for you, but you know what? I'm super stoked on your Brampton Indie Arts Festival.
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second.
I was reading up online, and I was seeing that you started the Brampton Indie Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Which must be a ton of work, but super rewarding.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, anytime you get to celebrate the underdogs in music and all of the other art forms, it's really a pleasure. And I really feel like it's got to continue. So we brought it back this year. And it's growing into something really special. It's actually 11 years old this year. And,
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of it and just really, really happy that we can continue doing that in my hometown, which really needs the cultural support of, you know, the city and other working artists.
Yeah, because I find, you know, that's true, because a lot of people give up on the small towns and they're like, oh, you know, let's not even start because it's not going to happen. Like, everyone's just going to move to Toronto or wherever else anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's a really good idea.
Right on, thanks.
Yeah.
And, no, it's cool. We're going to do it again next year where we launch, hopefully, I'm talking to them about launching my puppet opera, which I've been working on for like 3.5 years at this point.
And, oh my gosh, tell me more about this. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's my next big project. I'll hopefully be able to share an actual premiere date with you soon. We're looking at September 2012.
Yeah.
So just before the next Indie Arts Festival to launch it.
Wow. So a puppet opera. So you're going to be writing the music for it. Are you doing any puppeteering too?
No, I won't puppeteer. We got a company to do that. But it's the music's all done. It's just a matter of kind of getting it produced at this point. It's a really long, kind of crazy piece of music. So, yeah.
What is it about? Can you spoil that or no?
I'm sorry?
What is it about?
It's about this girl called Paprika. I can't tell you any more about it. I'm contractually bound.
Oh, that's fine. That's really cool. I'm a big fan of these works that are just like eccentrically mixing a whole bunch of things together.
Right on. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's been kind of a dream project for me, but probably the biggest thing I've ever taken on, which is why it's taken so long to kind of get it finished, you know?
Yeah, and I hope you're going to make it over here on the tour when you guys do kick that off.
Yeah, we're really looking to actually travel with the show. So yeah, that's in the works.
Awesome. Well, good for you. I was going to ask you what other projects you're working on. So that's one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
That's the big one.
That's the focus.
Cool. Anything else going on?
I'm happy to say no.
That's nice to hear. Like you have some space in your mind for
daydreaming. I need to focus. Like it's pretty big undertaking, so I can't take on anything else while I'm doing that, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Great. Well, I'm super excited for that.
Right on.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to say that we should probably play some music now.
Yeah, but you're going to give away some tickets
after? I'm going to give away some tickets for sure. Yeah. So
exciting.
Let's remind our listeners. Hello, listeners. Okay, so your show is on Friday at the Western Front.
That's right.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Tickets are, I think, 15.
Sure.
I'll look that up and I'll tell them again.
Yeah.
And playing with Pugs and Crows, which is a really sweet local group here.
Well done.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm excited. So, yeah, it was great to talk to you. I'm really excited to have you in town.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, thanks for your support, Robin. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. More people need to know about you out here. I think people are, you know, they would be receptive, but I don't think a lot of people are aware.
That's the spirit. Help spread the word, kids.
Yeah, I will. And you too, listeners. We're going to check out some more tunes. Okay, thanks so much for calling.
It's my pleasure. Bye, Robin.
Bye. I'll see you Friday.
You then.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So, let's see. We were talking a lot about that Mucus song, which is actually not called the Mucus song. It's called Excerpts from Clue the Musical. And this is from Friendly Rich's album, The Sacred Prune of Remembrance, which is his most recent second track. So, why don't I play this one for you while I get organized? So, enjoy.
We're going to go for it, Greg. Here we go.
Mucus, 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 m How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, you're listening to The Rib here on CITR. This is Robin, and I want to let you know I have two tickets to give away for The Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People concert with Pugs and Crows at the Western Front this Friday. The show starts at 8. And tickets are $12 or $15 at the door, or $12 for students at the door, or $10 for students. You can get tickets online at the Western Front. It's front.bc.ca. You should definitely go check that out. It's going to be a really good show. But anyway, I do have two tickets to give away. You can call 604-822-CITR once I sign off here. And yeah, win them. Do it. CITR. Sorry, 822-CITR. I'm going to leave you now with another track from Dinosaur People, or is Dinosaur Power? Wow, I don't even know. I should probably have stayed home today. This is Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People. Album's called Dinosaur Power, and this is The Miserable End of Captain Alfonso. So call in now for the tickets, guys.
Del mio amore, alla cattura del mio amore.
So that is Pugs and Crows. They're from Vancouver here. And they are going to be playing on Friday with Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People at the Western Front. Congratulations to Nicole Ebert, who won 2 tickets for the show. It's going to be really good. And I did get a request from Friendly Rich, or from Richard, from Rich, from Mr. Marcella, to play some Lassa. And I found The Living Road, which is here in the station. So I'm going to check this out too. I actually haven't heard this yet. I'm going to play the second track from this album. It's called La Marée Haute. And yeah, after that, I think I'm going to play something from Pictures at an Exhibition, which is another Friendly Rich album that he put out a few years ago. And we'll see how much I can cram into the last just over 10 minutes of my show. I do want to let you know a little bit about what else is happening today on the station. After me, we've got News 101 with Claire Nickball, and then Sore Throats Redux, and then Sore Throats Clapping Hands, which starts at 6 and 6:30, both with Robert. Gary Kay is in here with Exploding Head Movies at 7:30. The Jazz Show with Gavin at 9. And Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. So that's CITR for you. All right, I'm going to play here. This is Lassa from the album The Living Road.
La route chante quand je m'en vais. Je fais 3 pas, la route se tait, la route est noire, à perte de vue. Je fais 3 pas, la route n'est plus sur la marée haute. Je suis montée, la tête est pleine, mais le cœur n'a pas assez. Sur la marée haute, je suis montée, la tête est pleine, mais le cœur n'a pas assez. Main de dentelle, figure de bois, le corps en brique, les yeux qui piquent. Main de dentelle, figure de bois, je fais 3 pas et tu es là. Sur la marée haute, je suis montée, la tête est pleine, mais le cœur n'a pas assez. Sur la marée haute, je suis montée, la tête est pleine, mais le cœur n'a pas.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that was from Pictures of an Exhibition by Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People. I enjoyed that Lhasa track, too. That was really pretty. I'm going to sign out now. I am supposed to be finished in a minute or two. But I'm going to leave you with one last tune from Friendly Rich. This is from the Sacred Prune of Remembrance. It's called A Perfect Day for Banana Fish. Thanks for listening today. Next week, I'll be back, of course. No plans yet, so stay tuned. If you miss part of the show and you want to catch it, I'll podcast it here. You can also check out CITR.ca for previous podcasts. And if you're ever, like, you know, heading out or something and you can't, you need to listen online, you can always listen online also at CITR.ca. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week.